Have you ever collected toad eggs and hatched tadpoles? Or watched baby ladybugs hatching from eggs? That's what my family has been doing this week. It's the perfect season for nature study, and we invite you to join us for Magnify, a wild and wonderful summer adventure by Nat Theo. Discover God's creation right where you live as you find frogs, butterflies, animal tracks, birds, and so much more. Become a junior naturalist for God's kingdom. Join today at nattheo.com/magnify to access the full summer guide and tune in for live video classes where you will learn from me and share your discoveries with other students. Don't wait. Join today, start exploring, and get ready for our live video classes in Magnify at nattheo.com/magnify or the link in our show notes. Have you ever read from the Psalms? The book of Psalms in the Bible is full of beautiful songs and poetry that share powerful messages. I experience God's comfort, peace, and power as I read the Psalms. A few years ago, my kids and I memorized Psalm 23, and I think of it often. I also love how Psalm 104 shares about God's creation, and currently I am memorizing Psalm 37. Do you have a favorite psalm? Today we have a special treat as Sherilyn from the Truth Seekers podcast is sharing Psalm 8 here on Nat Theo. Psalm 8 is packed full of God's creation, praising Him for His wild and wonderful world. I have long loved the Truth Seekers podcast, which helps kids and families understand and pray through the Bible. Truth Seekers Bible Stories for Kids is a biblically based podcast designed for young minds eager to explore the wonders of the Bible. Embark on an exciting journey through the captivating true stories of the Old and New Testament. Delve into the timeless stories of faith, courage, and redemption with the Truth Seekers podcast. After listening to this special episode on Psalm 8, click over to the Truth Seekers podcast wherever you listen to podcasts or the link in our show notes for more Bible stories for kids. All right, let's ready our hearts and enjoy this special episode, Psalm 8, Praying the Bible from the Truth Seekers podcast.
Hi, and welcome to the Truth Seekers podcast. Today's episode is part of our Praying the Bible series. Each month we read a verse from the Bible and learn how to pray it back to God. Have you ever struggled with knowing what to say to God when you pray? Sometimes we don't always know how to pray or what to pray when we're talking to God. The good news is that God has given us the Bible, and the Bible is filled with all kinds of truths that we can pray back to God. When we are at a loss and don't know how or what to pray, we can turn to the Bible to give us truths that we can stand on and believe in when we pray to God. Did you know that when you asked Jesus into your heart, you became a child of God? The Bible says we can have confidence as we come before God and talk to Him in prayer because He is our Father and He hears us. Today I'm going to show you how we can pray the Bible. One of my favorite places to go in the Bible when I don't know what to pray is the Psalms. David wrote so many beautiful prayers to the Lord in the Psalms that are encouraging to me when I am feeling discouraged. The Psalms were actually meant to be sung unto the Lord. They were written as songs to be sung among the people of God. One of the Psalms I love to read and pray back to God is Psalm 8. Let's listen to what David has to say in Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You have made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Wasn't that such a wonderful psalm? Before we pray, I'd like us to think about what we just read and the truths we learned from this psalm so we can pray them back to God. First, I love that this psalm is a prayer of adoration. Do you know what it means to adore someone? It means to love them deeply, and it could also mean to love someone so deeply that you worship them. David is adoring God in this psalm. He is telling him how great and how wonderful he is. He starts off by saying, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name." I think we all need to be reminded that God, only God, deserves our adoration. He alone is worthy to be praised. This psalm is a beautiful reminder that God is a God who should be adored and worshiped. Next, I'd like us to think about the statement, "Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies." Do you know how powerful your praise and adoration are to the Lord? When you praise Him, the enemy has to flee. The enemy hates it when God's name is lifted high and praised. He hates to give the glory to God. So let's raise our voices in praise unto God. Let's keep our eyes on Him, and the enemy will have to flee. God values and honors the praises of children. Did you know that? Praising and worshiping God is not just for adults. God loves to hear you praise Him. Finally, I want us to think about how David continually focuses his thoughts back on creation as a reminder of how wonderful and majestic God is. He said, "When I consider the heavens and all of the works of your hands, who am I that you would remember me?" We are so blessed that the Creator of the world knows us by name. He loves us and longs to have a relationship with us. This is so wonderful that I want to keep adoring and praising God for the rest of my life. Now that we have really thought about this psalm, we are ready to pray it back to God. I want you to listen to me as I pray Psalm 8 back to God. Dear Heavenly Father, how wonderful is your name. How majestic is your name. You are holy and good and righteous and beautiful and worthy of our adoration. We adore you, Father. We lift up your name. Thank you that you have seen us and know us and have not forgotten us. How wonderful it is that as great as you are, you still make yourself available to come and live inside of me and be my Savior. I will adore you and worship you all my days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, Truth Seekers, it's your turn. I encourage you to take time this week and read Psalm 8 over and over again to help you when you pray to God. Begin looking for and searching for the promises of God to speak over your life. They are treasures in the Word of God. We never have to worry or fear. He is right there with us. He can't wait for us to start talking to Him. Thanks for joining me today, Truth Seekers, and I'll talk to you soon.
Wasn't that just wild and wonderful? The night sky, the wild animals, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all of them cause us to marvel and praise God for His creativity and care. I hope you enjoyed venturing through Psalm 8, and we'll keep practicing praying the Bible with the True Seekers podcast. Listen to more episodes of True Seekers wherever you enjoy podcasts, or at the link in our show notes. Until next time, keep exploring God's wild and wonderful world. We are all alone.